Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Therapy Thursday is on. This is where we use our little time to answer any question. Whatever you got. You throw the smoke. Dr. Davi can get it. Or Meredith MD can get it. Or Orlando BGYN. Either way you want to throw it, we got you. 888-429-0941. You can call or you can text. We actually got a call in for Meredith. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Reba is on the phone. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
What's your question for Meredith?
Okay, I guess my question is, can you truly move on if you're still in love with someone else?
I don't think that you can, really. I mean, it depends on the type of love that you're in. If you lose somebody and they're no longer around, you know, you can still have love and affection for them. But if you're still, because you'll never stop thinking of that person, you'll never be able to move on. There's no detachment there. There's no wall up for you to protect yourself.
Right.
So what are we doing? We moving on? What are we doing, Reba?
I think I'm moving on.
Good for you. Good for you. There's a reason you want to move on. There must be some issue there. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to take a little bit of a break and do you. And just move on and try something else for a little while if that's what you think is beneficial and the best for you. So try it. Go for it. Obviously, you've been wanting to for a while. Why not?
Can I ask you, how long has it been since you're moving on now? How long since it been that you wasn't moving along?
Meaning like how long was the previous relationship?
Like since y'all seen each other.
It's been like 3 months.
Yeah.
You're starting the process.
Yeah, you process.
You're starting there. You know, it'll get easier as time goes on. Right now, you're still in that whole, I could slip back into that situation, could not. So keep on. Keep the separation there. And wait till like 6-7 months. You'll be like, woo, I'm happy I didn't go back.
There you go. All right, Reba, thank you. I appreciate it. 888-429-0941, calls and texts. What's next?
Orlando, yeah. Got a text out the 727. It says, I just found out my boyfriend buys OnlyFans subscriptions. I just found out yesterday. I haven't mentioned anything to him. I don't know how much money he spends or how many girls he follows, but I could barely sleep last night. Is this a big deal?
Okay. Is it a big deal? Yeah, because it's kind of, it depends on if your finances are tied together and if it's been a secret and if it's something that they may have didn't tell you the truth about. If I'm keeping it a buck, everybody pretty much knows about OnlyFans. There's a small slither of people who don't really know what it's about. Now, if somebody's on there funding somebody else or has some kind of secret life, that's something you might want to dig into and find. Or do you care?
It sounds like she cares. She couldn't sleep last night.
Or do you care? I mean, think about it in the long run as well. So, I mean, you have to figure out what your position is. If this means something to you, then you got to make sure that you keep honesty coming at you. If that's something that you feel you can slide past, which it sounds like you don't, then, you know, you got to make that decision too.
But porn is free. I don't understand why we're paying for it.
That's the part that it's like if you're looking at money that's going to somebody, taking care of somebody, and you're like, yo, we can't keep our cable on, you know, that might be something to talk about. So
yeah,
that's the fix. Let's see. We got one more.
Yep.
On line two, we got
no name.
A no name here. Okay, we're going to keep you quiet. What's your question?
Hi. I have known a guy for over 10 years, and we have been talking on and off for the past 10 years. Now he is talking about he wants to actually, you know, move on towards being in a relationship and things like that. And years ago, I would have been okay with this. This would have been fine. But now I've been in relationships. We both have kids, and it's like, I don't know, like I'm emotionally scarred now. So it's like, I don't know how to approach it. I don't know if I'm supposed to be serious about it. And it's like, we have so much history. I don't know how to move forward with it.
You don't have to rush into anything. I mean, it's still
just 10 years, ain't it right?
Well, yeah, that's my point though. But if you guys don't have to move in together and have a blended family right away, it doesn't sound like you guys have really been dating exclusively for 10 years or on and off for 10 years. You guys have just been talking and flirting and going back and forth. I mean, you can start a relationship fresh and take your time still. I feel like you're stressing out because it's just going to become you and him overnight.
Exactly, because that's exactly how he's making it seem, like he's ready to move like forward for it. And I'm like, I'm hesitant because I don't know how to move about it. And it's kind of giving me like anxiety because I'm like, I don't know how to go about it.
I think all you need to do is make sure you're concentrating on right now. Stop looking at the math, because when you start saying, we've been together 10 years, that puts pressure. If somebody's like, well, it's about time that we need to, that's pressure. You don't want to put pressure on it. So take the time and away from it and just look and define where you are in your relationship with this person today. Where you are today should be the indicator on where you move and how you move and how you incorporate all of the people who look at you like, you know, you're their protection. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
exactly.
Just do today, okay?
Tell him not to move too fast or you get scared off.
Yeah,
anyway,
don't
tell him.
Make sure he knows.
I've been scared off twice already.
Tell him.
Let's not mess all that up, all right? All right, Therapy Thursday, 888-429-0941. We got all of your queries being answered by Dr. Davi.
Yes.
Meredith MD or Orlando BGYN. We have one that says open to the room. So any of you jump in for a 60-second session. It says, guy one is the sexiest man I've ever known. Not as driven as I'd like, but when he does, he'll be perfect. Guy two is such a good man, great career, and a sweet sharer, but he's more fluffy dad bodish. When you're going to be 30 soon, is security overruling sexy?
Yeah, do you want a future or you just want to have good sex? I mean, that's the conversation here.
Is 30 the cutoff? What is that?
A 30?
Why is it when you're turning 30? What does that mean?
When it comes from women, I mean, around 30 is when, for a lot of women, you start thinking about kids and family and, okay, well, you know, I'm getting up there. Some women seem to think you start to worry about your future and can I afford a house and all that. It comes along with it. But
so guy one or guy two?
Me personally, I mean, I'm picking a future. I'm picking a future. What, you got an extra 10 pounds on your stomach? I don't care about that. Plus, you can go to the gym and work it off.
Yeah, dad bod. There we go. All right, we win it.
I say both.
And both?
Yeah, yeah. The reason I say that is because this level of being unsure means that I don't think you're ready for a committed relationship. So I say date both with no expectations, and the cream will rise to the top. You'll figure out when dealing with both people. Why do we need exclusivity when she can't even
pick
that?
It's because it's the holiday.
It's cuffing season.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's time. Every fork in the road out there is somebody's picking a side. Because holiday is when you're around somebody who's the boo. So, you know, except them single vampires is going to be running around house to house. But that's just, they need Jesus.
I disagree. All right, she doesn't sound like she's ready to be committed.
She said almost 30. That's what Meredith said. That's the cutoff. That's what you start thinking about.
The number is less important than the mentality. And her mentality is still, oh, he's perfect. He looks so good.
I do like that. Go ahead and try both and see which shoe fits better.
Date both. Yes, but be very open and honest with them with no real expectations for an exclusive relationship at the moment.
I'd want a future. I have one for you. Need the guy's help here. I'm a lovely young black woman who is very self-conscious about her hair. I've always worn long, sexy wigs, and I am super scared to show the man that I'm dating my real hair. In my head, I'm thinking he has to know that these are wigs because they all look different colors and styles, but right now I'm dating a white boy. I don't know how he's going to feel waking up to a woman wearing a bonnet, and her real hair is much shorter. I just feel self-conscious. Do guys really care?
You know what? I think everything is in education. I think you asking it is smart because, you know, there are people out there who haven't had experiences with wigs or whatever, And, you know, the education, it will show you their real heart.
To normalize it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If your hair has been changed up, now you explain to somebody, like, hey, which way did you like my hair? I can do my hair like that because, mm-hmm. you know, I can switch it up with the wigs. Really, what's the wig thing? Boom. Explain it.
I think what she should do is slow, because she was saying she's got long braids and things like that. So to go from the long braids to the fade, it's going to be a lot very quickly. I would say maybe shorten the styles, like maybe do the little bob, the little pixie cut.
Keep it going.
Working his way up to what you really got.
When things get real good,
yeah,
then snatch that thing off. And keep
like
moving.
Right before we
like,
get
I
the
mean,
happen.
Right there in the right when before, like you at the five going home across the end zone. Like you're right there.
Okay, that's
snatch
when you want her to
that
take
wig
off her wig
off,
and throw it
right there, snatch it off, and there ain't no stopping right now. Now he got to just look at Grace Jones in the face and say, hey.
I think this white boy might not be ready for all that.
Yeah.
I think you got to weed him into it.
Don't just snatch it off.
Yeah. Well, all right, well, have a do-rag on under there. Something. Just hook it up. All right.
I have another one for Davi.
Okay.
You mentioned a couple weeks ago things to buy. So I wanted to buy an iPad that you actually mentioned on air.
Okay.
But my girl thinks I shouldn't waste my money on that. I told her I pay the bills and now I want to treat myself to something nice. But we're also saving for a house right now. Am I wrong or do I deserve something nice?
You deserve something nice. You absolutely deserve to treat yourself.
How did I know Dolly was going to say that?
Now, don't put yourself in a position to spend your last $1,000, but budget it out. You know, maybe wait till Christmas or when you're in a better position, Black Friday or something like that. But you absolutely deserve it. And first of all, that's not a waste of money. That is an investment. You are investing in
Here
something.
We go.
I mean,
isn't a house an investment?
You can do both and you can look at her and say, this is a necessary thing. I know $1,000 is not gonna kill us.
Nah.
So here's the deal. I need this because of X, Y, and Z. And Davi said it. I deserve
it. Oh, right.
It.
He didn't suggest a $1,000 computer
it.
On air. His was like a little bit more expensive.
Well, mine
was more expensive, but I was just giving an example. I'm saying whatever this nominal fee is,
yeah.
it's not going to kill us
right.
in our plan. Our
yeah.
plan still goes forward, but I need this for this.
Yeah.
And Davi said,
and you can get
I deserve it.
You can get an iPad for $1,000, save up a little bit every paycheck, and make that happen. And if as long as you are handling your responsibility, the bills are paid, you're still putting money aside for the new house, what's wrong with treating yourself?
Ooh. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
Well, treat yourself.
I don't know what else rhymes with that, but that's good.
Don't cheat
Orlando
yourself.
In the Freak Show.
There you go. That's the billboard. Treat yourself.
Don't cheat yourself.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.